Paul.
Yo, Chad, what's good? What the heck happened to you?
Oh, man, the most amazing and terrifying thing just happened to me, man. I met this girl, bro. Let me tell you.
You met a girl, man? Come on in here. Come on, sit right here.
Right here? Okay, all right. Listen, okay. Listen to me carefully.
Yeah, what happened?
I went to Sabrina's party.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm not.
You went to Sabrina's birthday party.
I went to Sabrina's birthday party.
How the heck did you get to Sabrina's birthday party?
Philip? Yeah, Philip. He was like, you want to go to a party, my friends? And I was like, is that where Sabrina party is? And he was like, anything you want, boy. And I was like, okay. She had a party in France.
Okay. Interesting. So you got to the party. How did you meet this girl?
Oh, man. Because the party's in the park, and this girl was standing in the middle of the park, doing nothing.
In the park?
Yeah.
Something here doesn't seem right, but okay, she was at the park, alone. How did you approach her?
I walked over. She was looking into nothing, and I was like, hey, how you doing? Right? And all of a sudden, like God was like, this is the one. And you know, when the girl's the one, when God takes your hand and put it on her breasts, we clicked like Legos.
You guys didn't even have a conversation in 5 minutes. You're already touching her breasts? What the heck?
It slapped me. She yelled at me. She owned it. Because she knew soulmates. Lego. Click, click.
Chad, I don't think that's how meeting a woman works. You don't click like Legos in only 5 minutes.
It works.
And part of me wants to say that I don't believe that's how you wouldn't meet a girl by suddenly touching her breasts 3 minutes in.
Listen. We click like Legos. And if we click like Legos, we're soulmates. And she knew it. But here's the other thing that happened. I was holding on to her breasts. And she looked me in the eye. And I looked her in the eye. And she kept looking me back in the eye. And I was like, what you looking at? You beautiful, stone, cold, hard woman. And we started making out.
Ooh, so how did the makeout go?
Terrible.
What do you mean terrible?
She didn't move her mouth. Her face felt like sandpaper, rock, and mosquitoes and some shit on it.
Ugh. Did she even brush her teeth or put any moisturizer?
I love imperfections. Imperfections.
Aren't girls supposed to, you know, fix themselves before a birthday party? What kind of woman were you making
she's
out?
She's a stone cold hard woman, baby. Hey, man, Paul, she's the one, bro. And then after we started making out, you know what happened next.
Wait.
I clicked my Lego to her Lego, if you understand the lingo. My Lego.
Oh my God. So let me get a recap.
Okay.
You meet her.
Mm-hmm.
You immediately touch her breasts.
Oh,
you
yeah.
made
well,
out.
God did it. God did it. I do
and
it.
Then
God
you're trying to tell me you guys had sex after 15 minutes of knowing each other?
This girl was stone cold hard, rock, sexy, right? But here's the thing. Her vagina? When I stuck my penis in her vagina, it felt like 500 bees. 500. Digging my ding-a-ling.
Ugh. God, that must have hurt. Are you sure that girl did not have STDs or any protection?
Oh, listen, man. I went raw dog because I know it was snowmates. Because you know when God, when he said to put their hand on the breasts and click, click, like Legos, you go raw dog.
My boy, that's not how soulmates work. You don't become a soulmate in only 15 minutes.
Webster it. Webster Dictionary. Look it up. Soulmates. Click, click. Lego dick. Listen.
Anyway. Continue. Tell me. So you guys had it out in the bed. What happened after? Was it good for you?
I fainted. I woke up and she was gone.
What do you mean she was gone?
Gone. I woke up next to a tree with a beehive, with a hole in the beehive, and the bees were fucking pissed.
You woke up next to a tree and a hive with a hole in it?
Yes. and I ran for my life, and I'm not, now I'm here telling you this shit.
Chad, are you sure you were at Sabrina's birthday party?
That's what Phil said. Wherever you are, boy. Party in my pants.
Party in my pants.
And he said, call me Sabrina. I was like, why should I call you Sabrina? You're not Sabrina, you're Phil.
Wait a second. Phil said, come party in my pants, you say?
Yes.
Are you sure this man doesn't mean party in my pants?
What? Phil?
Yeah.
Phil, not Phil. What?
Yeah, something or doesn't seem right with your story. Apparently, I just said Sabrina lived four streets down.
Yes.
Prince is not a thing in New York. We Prince live in Rochester, and the nearest
Sabrina
park...
Sabrina has a house in Prince, and I went through the house on Prince.
You know Phil lives in Central Park, which is 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Are you sure you were at Sabrina's house, right?
Yes, I was at Sabrina's house.
Buddy, something here doesn't seem right. Because Sabrina, I just told you, Sabrina lives four houses down. And the nearest park, I just said, was Central Park, which is 2 hours away. And if I'm not mistaken, Philip lives in Central Park.
Party in my pants. And what? Wait, what are you saying? What are you saying, Paul?
And are you sure Philip doesn't mean you want to party in my pants?
What? Philip?
Yeah. You know this man was a sex offender, right?
He was like, want to go party in my pants? And he's like, that's a real party. And like, call me anyone you want, boy. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God, Chad. Chad, I think you done goof, man.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that Phil wanted to do the freaky hickey with me? Right? Right?
Buddy,
and instead, so I went to Central Park, had sex, made out, felt some breast of a statue that I thought was a real girl, and then had sex with a beehive right next to it.
So you were at his backyard. He had a oh my God. Don't you dare tell me.
You made out
with a statue.
Oh God.
And you stuck your thingling in the hive near the statue.
I didn't know Philip lived in Central Park.
Buddy, I think you have STDs, my dude. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to break it to you, but I think you're his next victim.
Shit!